Hi, everyone. Happy Monday. Welcome to your HRG Group weekly wake-up call. It's 12 o'clock Central Standard Time here on Monday. It's a short week. It is a week for us to, of course, just really focus and remember how grateful we are for all of the opportunities that we have, for our wonderful HRG Group family across the country, for our families, our friends, of course, that we share our lives with, and for the business opportunities that we have now and in front of us. Many of you, again, just continuing to build great momentum, even now around the holiday season, which is going to lead you into a massive, massive 2018. I am massively grateful to be in business with every single one of you. I hope that you guys took a minute to watch the video that we just released on social media. If you haven't seen it yet, it's on my Facebook page. It's on the HRG and Rother Realty Group Facebook page. Aaron posted it. We've tagged it. It's on Adam's page, et cetera. Tag yourselves. Reshare it. Share it with everyone you know. You guys did an amazing job in this video, every single one of you who participated in it. And it really does showcase our culture, the people we're in business with, the way that we think, the family we've created, the team we have here without borders. And so I just want to thank you all for participating in it, and encourage you all to use it to help bring more talent and more amazing people into our world here at HRG Group expansion across the country. So if you have anybody that you know across the country that is in real estate or looking to get into real estate that I should be talking to, please don't hesitate to make an introduction to me and them via email. I would love to have a conversation as we continue to grow throughout the country and obviously really 36 plus more teams in 2018. So if we're not somewhere where you know someone right now, it doesn't mean I'm not in conversation with somebody there. So just don't ever leave any stone unturned, so to speak. I would love those introductions and definitely would love to have conversations with anybody that you know. Just see if it might be a good fit. So go ahead and share that video out to everyone that you can. Again, congrats and thank you to all of you that are in that video. And what an amazing showcase of our advance that we had, which, by the way, is just going to continue to be better and better and better. But thank you all for being a part of the HRG Group family and HRG Group expansion across the country. And Aaron did send you an email asking you guys, of course, to share it and just kind of how you can share it. You can either share it from my page, from Aaron's page, from the HRG Group brand page. And, you know, basically just letting people know this is why you're part of the team across the country that you are. This is the culture. This is what we are like. This is who we are. So go ahead and use that if you can and share it as soon as you're able to. Thanks so much for doing that. Okay, so I also wanted to give you guys a reminder to please accept the calendar invite that Becca sent out to you. Save the date. Put it in your own calendar. For some reason, you missed that invitation. We are doing a HRG Group all-agent training with myself and Mike on December 1st at 3 p.m. Eastern time, 2 p.m. Central time. And you guys are going to get some amazing takeaways, some great sales strategies, some scripts, the best practices, things that are going to help you even gain more momentum in your business right now and into quarter one. And it's a big kickoff one. We want as many people as there as possible. If you can't be on the video, remember you can always call in and not be on video. But we do want you guys to be focused. We want you to take notes. We are going to cover some great things, including some new listing presentation information that you are not going to want to miss. We're going to go over the love it and leave it because I don't believe any of you are using it to the level that you could be using it to get more buyer representation, plus a lot more. We're excited to bring this training to you. If you know someone and that you've been in conversations with or you've done a transaction with that you think could benefit, invite them to this. Anybody can participate. Anybody can join. We definitely are an open book, and we want to, of course, train you guys at the highest level, but, of course, bring value to those that you are in relationship in your market as well. With that being said, starting in 2018, Mike and I will be doing agent trainings twice a month, one with me, one with Mike. They are going to be on Zoom. They are going to be topic specific. It is going to be in your calendar. You're going to get the invite. It's going to be the same days of the month so that you are used to it. It's in your schedule and you can prepare for it. We are going to bring high, high levels of training, again, topic specific to you guys every single month, and we're definitely looking forward to that. Okay, so I also wanted to remind you about your sphere of influence. I know it feels like we're beating a dead horse here, but I don't care because all of you should be and could be getting so much more business from your sphere of influence if you put them into Boomtown to remind yourself to reach out on a quarterly basis or every other month, as well as getting them into the account that that Erin has, so she can get them on a 33 touch and get them on that regular automated email campaign. The stuff that we're sending is bringing them value. It's keeping you in front of your sphere of influence, your past clients, the people that you know. You guys are going to make more money in 2018 if you have this done. This is the perfect time to be gathering all of the people that you know's contact information and getting it updated. It's a simple phone call. Show them some gratitude. Thank you for thank them for being in your life, for supporting your business, and just ask them if you could get their updated contact information as you continue to bring more value to them throughout 2018, that you're looking forward to doing that. They will give you the contact information while you're on the phone. You can simply enter it into a spreadsheet. By the way, we've sent you that CSV spreadsheet, so it's simple. You just type it in as you're making those phone calls. You'll have it all ready. You submit it over to Erin. She starts that process. We get it into Boomtown for you. You can start making notes. You can get people on your website. You can set them up on custom searches. You can bring them high levels of value. You can't do it if you don't have this information. You guys are losing money, probably on the low end, $25,000 of income in 2018 if you don't do this, based on the 33 touch statistics that I mentioned to you last wake-up call, which is simply 1 in 6 people in your database is going to become your client or refer a client to you every single year, year over year. Who are you missing out on? How many transactions are you missing out on? I guarantee you it's many. So let's get those done as soon as possible. There's a huge, huge opportunity here. Look for the emails from Becca. If you need it again, just email us. We'll get it out to you right away. I also want to give you the reminder that we have new listing cover sheets. You did get an email from listing management at hergroup.com last week, and they did attach an editable PDF, which is going to be sent in, or we're asking you to send that in with all of your new listings. Please, you guys, use this as a guide for your required documents and the information before sending it to listings at hergroup.com, because when you fill out this, it allows us to immediately jump into action, reduce mistakes, and remove many of the redundant questions that we may ask of you guys. So it's going to save you time, especially as you get busier in first and second quarters. This is going to be critical. So remember to title your email new listing with the property address and attach this new editable PDF, which has been sent to you. If you need it sent to you again, let us know. Otherwise, just go ahead and search your email. It was sent on Friday afternoon. Again, all of these things that we do, you guys, is to make your life easier, to eliminate mistakes, to make you more efficient, to help you do your job better, to take as much off of your plate as possible. We just need you to follow a few simple things in order for us to do that at a high level for you. So that's what I have so far for the updates of this week. But I wanted to, of course, welcome to HERG Group Expansion the newest members of our family. So welcome, Adriano, who officially starts in the Vermont team. So congratulations and welcome. Bethan in Omaha and Jen in North Carolina in the Triad area. Welcome to all three of you. We are super excited that you have partnered with us and that you have joined our family. We know you are going to have an amazing run here, and 2018 is going to be amazing for you as you partner with us. We're excited to meet you and to continue to bring you value and to see all that you can accomplish inside this partnership. So welcome and congratulations on your move to better your career. I also want to, as I do every single week, say congratulations to those of you who are going to a closing or multiple closings this week, the week of Thanksgiving. Remember, every single time you go to a closing, you are transforming the life of another client. You are also transforming your own life as you move closer and closer to your goals, not only for 2017, but beyond. So congratulations to every single one of you who are getting to a successful closing. Again, it's not just a transaction. It literally is helping people move through that time in their life that is one of the top five transformational events they will go through. So congratulations to you for navigating that successfully for them, being their professional and their guide and their realtor of choice as you help them achieve their goals. And congratulations to all of you for another closing that gets you closer to the goals you've set for yourself and for your family. So Amy Cromer and Amy Jarra, both of you in North Carolina, are going to a closing this week. Congratulations. Arielle in Kansas City, congratulations. You're going to 2, as well as Heather in Central Mass. You're going to 2 closings this week. Congratulations. Joey and John, both in the North Suburban Minnesota location, are going to a closing this week. Congratulations to you guys. Juliet in Miami, congratulations to you. Reed in Wisconsin and Tyler in Arkansas are all going to a closing this week. So congratulations to you again and to all of your clients. So I wanted to give some shout outs today. Congrats to Bill Ebert, who's passed his Minnesota license exam. He's now going to be licensed in both Wisconsin and Minnesota, and he already has his sphere of influence lined up and already someone looking to buy in Minnesota in the next few months. That is awesome. He is in our Wisconsin team, so congratulations to you, Bill. Also wanted to say way to go to Taylor, Tasha, Deb, and Star in Arkansas for door knocking last Friday. I heard you guys had some great connections, and so congratulations to, you know, getting together as a team and making it happen and doing the lead generation activities that you truly need to do during this time of year. Also, if those of you guys were able to join in live, Mike Dooley, our very own Mike Dooley, was on Facebook Live Thursday with KW Utah, who does a live event often, and he talked about the successes he's had and how he's used social media. So if you didn't get a chance to see it live, you can still go ahead and go into our private Facebook group and watch it. There's some great information, and just a shout out to Mike for being on that Facebook Live and being a guest, and he did a great job. Also, you guys, we're already at the 20th of the month. Who is going to win the $1,000 prize for most pendings at the end of November, and who's going to be the runner-up to win $300 at the end of the month here? So far, we've got a tie for first place with Juliet in Miami and Jeff Bush in Wisconsin. We have a tie in second place is Jim K in Wisconsin, and we've got a triple tie, if you will, between Brian in Vermont, Heather in Massachusetts, and David in Wisconsin for third place. So you guys are all in the running, and somebody could come right out here in the next 10 days and blow all of them out of the water. Again, pretty amazing to see the number of transactions some people are still putting under contract in the month of November, and right here before Thanksgiving. It should show all of you that there is no seasonality. There is no limit to what you can do. It doesn't matter what time of the year or what day of the month. And so I just want to say congratulations to all of you, Juliet, Jeff, Jim, Brian, Heather, and David, for what you are doing and showing the rest of your her group family is possible in the month of November. And yet all of you, including those I just named, still have plenty of time to make things happen in the month of November. So get out there and turn in those pendings. We'll continue to update you on the race to who has the most and who's going to win that $1,000 prize. And I wanted to end it out as a shout out before I move into kind of some information for you guys in regards to kind of just your confidence and your productivity and some tips for you. But before I move into that, I wanted to go and give a shout out to Chris Clark in our Connecticut team, because he was very transparent and shared kind of a moving moment, honestly, in our private Facebook group. Go read it if you haven't seen it yet. It's a great post from Chris Clark at the end of last week about figuring out his big why and tying it to his goals as they went through as a team and did their 2018 goal setting together, about really knowing why he's grinding every single day and why these goals are important to him and why he's going to continue to fight forward and achieve them. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for that, Chris. It's so important for all of us to tie our goals to something bigger than just the goal. And why is it that we're doing it? Why is it we want to achieve what we want to achieve in 2018? And to make sure that we put those visuals around us in the office, that we do the things that we need to do to stay connected to the things that are the most important to us. And so, speaking of that, let's roll right into some really smart ways to increase your confidence, your productivity, and therefore your income. Success, you guys, isn't just having a lot of money. People with a lot of money have horribly unhappy, radically imbalanced lives in some cases. Success is really continuously improving who you are. We talk about this all the time. At Her Group, expansion, it's about who you become. It's about who you become on this journey to hit your goals. It's about reaching your fullest potential. It's about improving who you are, how you live, how you serve, and how you relate. So here's the deal. The question becomes, why won't most people be successful? Why don't most people evolve, so to speak? Because the more evolved you become, the more focused you must be on the few things that matter the most, right? And so a lot of people don't do well simply because they major in minor things. They're not focused on the most important things. And so I read an article that kind of broke down 23 smart ways to focus on the major things in your life. The result is that you'll have more confidence, productivity, and income when you do this. So here they are. First of all, you have to deal with 5 minutes of pain every single morning and then enjoy several hours of peak productivity and fulfillment thereafter. See, the first 3 hours of your day will make or break the success in your life. That's the truth. And this has been studied for years. Many psychologists have proven this. And here's the deal. Typically, we have a window of about 3 hours where we're really, really focused. Your challenge, in all seriousness, is learning how to deal with the 5 minutes of pain, because when your alarm goes off and you have to wake up early, it's going to suck, right? It feels absolutely terrible to wake up early, but it only really feels terrible for about 5 minutes. If you immediately get out of bed and do something, that feeling goes away. Otherwise, you compound the pain by either staying in bed or by falling back asleep and feeling regret. And the longer you sit in bed, the worse it gets. And research shows that the longer you hesitate to do something, the less likely you are to do this. We all know it, you guys, especially when it comes to lead generation, exercise, getting out of bed. These are all examples of things we probably all face in our daily life. The longer you sit in bed after your alarm goes off, the less likely you'll actually get out of bed. And the longer you procrastinate starting your lead generation, the less likely you actually will lead generate. You're lying to yourself, you guys, and here's why. There are three fundamental problems with laying in bed after your alarm goes off. And by the way, I have to constantly battle this as well and be okay with those 5 minutes of pain, because it's really challenging for me to get up early. So here's why. Here are the three fundamental problems with laying in bed after your alarm goes off. Number one, you're lying to yourself. The night before, when you set the alarm, you told yourself you're going to get up when the alarm went off. By lying to yourself, you're living in a state of internal conflict. And the opposite of self-deception is self-trust, which is another word for confidence. And research in psychology has actually found that confidence is not a cause, but rather an effect. You gain confidence by doing what you say you're going to do. So would you make an important decision, such as a large financial investment, while in an exhausted and mentally fogged state? Probably not. Then why would you decide when to get up while in such a state? The state in which you make your decisions determines the quality of those decisions. So you should make the decision about when to get up, not while you're exhausted and lying in that comfortable bed, but the night before while you're clear. Then, the moment your alarm goes off, immediately act upon the decision that you had made. Trust that decision. You made it for a reason. And if you make your first decision of the day in a reactive manner, what tone are you setting for the rest of your day? Similarly, what tone would you be setting for the rest of your life? So the pain of waking up only lasts 5 minutes, usually lasts actually if you have a strategy for waking yourself up. When your alarm goes off, don't give yourself time to negotiate with your bed, right? Get up immediately and proactively do something to wake yourself up. That could be either immediately getting in the shower, it could be working out, it could be doing whatever else you do during your miracle morning, right? And really, by the time you get going, you're going to feel great, right? The main idea is that you want to change environments as quickly as possible. And this goes the same with lead generation. You guys, you need to immediately get into the office and get into action. Don't get ready to get ready. Be prepared the night before. Make the decision the night before that you're going to do it. Know who you're going to call, what you're going to do. Get that information from the hub, right? So you don't have to overthink it, and just get into action. Because then you're going to start feeling good. You're going to start having opportunities and results, and it's going to spiral positively. But the longer you wait to get started, the most likely you won't get started. And so it's the same as getting up early, the same as getting into your lead generation right away, the same as going to work out. These all have the same idea. You have to change that environment as quickly as possible. In other words, when you walk in and you're feeling uncomfortable, change that environment by just getting into action, right? So research in psychology does show that changing your environment in that way will absolutely enhance your mindfulness. So do what you need to do to change that environment in the morning when you get up, on your way to go working out, and or on the way to your lead generation. So don't think that you're going to automatically just get out of bed and start lead generating. It's probably not going to happen. That's why we tell people to come into the office, change that environment, get into the environment where you have those successes and that you lead generate on a regular basis. So here's the deal. That 5 minutes of pain is the barrier that's stopping the majority of people from waking up early, starting their lead generation, going to work out. The 5 minutes of pain can literally separate you mentally, spiritually, socioeconomically, and in all other ways from most people. 5 minutes is likely the distinguishing factor of whether you'll have a great day or an average one. And similarly, 30 days is the difference between having bad habits and good ones. Yet most people remain on the wrong side of those 5 minutes and those 30 days. And if they just endure some short difficulty, they'd open themselves to a world of opportunity, yet they cheat themselves and remain stuck, always wanting to make the change, but not being willing to endure a short duration of pain. So waking up early, getting into lead generation, developing a strategic routine, you guys, can transform you into a very intelligent, spiritual, organized, and successful person within a relatively short period of time. Not convinced? Check out these quotes I read in the article. Lose an hour in the morning, and you'll be hunting for it all day. Lose an hour of lead generation, and you'll be hunting for it all day, right? The early morning has gold in its mouth. That was Benjamin Franklin. The difference between rising at 5 and 7 o'clock in the morning for 40 years, supposing a man goes to bed at the same hour at night, is nearly equivalent to the addition of 10 years to a man's life. Think of what you could do with 10 more years of work just by adding those 2 hours in the morning. It is well to be up before daybreak, for such habits contribute to health, wealth, and wisdom. Aristotle said that one. The sun has not caught me in bed in 50 years, says Thomas Jefferson. One key to success is to have lunch at the time of day most people have breakfast. What about that one? So you get it. Get up in the morning, get going, get into the office, get your lead generation. Don't procrastinate. Be okay with 5 minutes of pain. You will change your life. You will change it in so many ways, and it's going to start by your confidence, which is then going to lead into success habits, that's then going to lead to you being a better person in all areas of your life and making more money. So you have to start your day with your number one priority, you guys. It's easy to start the day with something that seems good, but ultimately it is not at all that important, right? Jim Collins has said, good is the enemy of great. There are countless good things you could do, but what is the first thing you should do, and what's the ideal way to start your day? Of course, that depends on your number one priority in your life. If it's your faith, you should probably connect with God and increase your faith. If it's your business, you should probably get moving on your business, right? You guys are going to choose what you do in that first time of the morning, and you can make it a priority, your family and your faith and your health in the morning, and then get in the office and make business your priority by your lead generation. It doesn't have to be just one of those things. You just have to have it in your schedule, and if you get up earlier, you can fit it all in, right? And so, for several years, the first thing that I've been doing, well, not for several years, for several years, one of the things that I have been doing is always making sure that I am journaling and or reading. For several months now, I have actually been working out in the morning, which has been a game changer for me because it's not easy for me. And I'm getting more in the habit of it, but it really is something that I now am enjoying. And the reality is that not necessarily are those things like the number one priority. It's just that is actually going to help me get my day going, and it's going to leak into other positive things in my day. So just keep that in mind. Like I said, you can have multiple priorities, and the earlier you get up, the more you can fit all of those things in, and the more they kind of follow each other, right? The more they kind of just mold into one another. So in the book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, if you haven't read that one, Stephen Covey explains the importance of putting first things first, right? And so basically to show you this concept, he put several rocks in a bucket. When you put the little rocks in first, you can't fit all the big rocks in, but when you start with the big rocks, the little rocks can easily fill the empty spaces, right? When you read that book, he talks about that. And so that's why it's important for us to make sure that we are doing the most important things first thing in the morning. How you start something, you guys, will determine your trajectory. Getting up early isn't enough. You need to put first things first. When you put your priorities first, then you ensure that they make it into the bucket of your day. After your main priorities have been completed, the rest will fill the gaps, you guys. They always do. This is essential to quality decision making. The best decision makers do things that simultaneously make everything else in their life easy. And if you've read the book, The One Thing, this is the whole concept of that book. You make one decision that makes several other decisions either irrelevant or easier, right? That's what Gary Keller says. When you fill your time only with the best, then everything else takes care of itself. The distractions, the lower priorities are either given their allotted time or they'll disappear from your life. Watch it happen. I promise you it will if you do this, because you've already filled your life with stuff of much higher value. So a lot of these things that we think are important now become literally irrelevant. You also have to face your resistance and do what you're avoiding. The one thing that really matters and will matter in 10 years that you don't want to do. We all know what that is in real estate, right? I know that each of us has much to do. Sometimes we feel overwhelmed by the tasks we face, but if we keep our priorities in order, we can all accomplish what we should. If you've been resisting doing something for a while or you're not consistent in your lead gen, for example, everything else in your life will suffer, you guys. For example, if someone's is close to finishing their PhD, there's some things related to completing that PhD that person's been avoiding and procrastinating, obviously it's that goal is going to suffer, right? You can always fill your time with a lot of other really cool, important, interesting things, but always in the back of your mind, you're going to know you're neglecting something that's crucial to your goals, putting something off that really matters to you. And then you're living in that state of incongruence. So if you know you should be lead generating and you're procrastinating and you don't show up and you do it haphazardly and sometimes you show up and sometimes you don't and you use a lot of excuses, you're always knowing, you guys, in the back of your mind that you're neglecting something that's critical to you achieving your goals for yourself and your family, right? And you know you're putting something off that really matters and then you're in this state of incongruence. That's how you're living, which is not a good place to live, right? And so when you finally get yourself to work on what you need to or do the thing you're procrastinating, even just a few hours, you immediately feel that surge of energy towards the other important things in your life. Do you ever notice that? You begin to feel hope that you can succeed. You begin to see the beauty in life and the people around you. You begin to feel motivated to succeed in your health and relationships and all your other goals because you're gaining that confidence that you need to by doing the things that you're supposed to be doing and you're not living in that state of incongruence at that moment, which is so, so important, right? According to 50 years of research on learning theory, you guys, we all have a dominant learning style. We also have several backup learning styles that we rely on when we're in difficult situations. However, there are other several learning styles that each of us neglect and avoid. Interestingly, most people have a growth mindset about the learning style they are comfortable with. For example, if you like math and learn in analytical ways, you probably believe that you can get better at math. You probably approach challenges and failures as opportunities to grow, and you probably seek out mentoring, education, and help. You're probably curious and seeking to expand your knowledge and horizon about that thing. However, most people have a fixed mindset about the learning styles they're not comfortable with. For example, if you don't like writing, you probably don't believe you can get better at it. There are probably things you simply can't learn in your mind. They aren't in your DNA or something, right? That's what you think. Much of the work that that I think that we do, we should be pushing outside of our dominant learning style. We should be pushing ourselves outside of our comfort zone. So when you don't feel like you're great at lead generation, when you feel like, oh, I'm not that great on the phone, I'd rather just go door knock, push yourself outside of your comfort zone and focus in an area that maybe you think you're not that great at, because I promise you, when you engage in that activity that you resist, you actually activate areas of your brain and emotions that you've been suppressing that actually are holding you back that you don't even realize are holding you back. So I'm just going to encourage you to make sure that you know that this isn't a strong suit. This isn't comfortable, but I'm going to push myself because it actually has a lot of benefits. You know, you make tangible progress towards goals that are currently outside of your comfort zone when you do that. You open yourself to this whole new this world of learning and experience. You make new connections for real, actual connections in your brain. You absolutely gain confidence in yourself by watching yourself do something difficult. You gain more confidence by doing something you believe you should do and intrinsically want to do, but that's difficult. And, you know, I see a lot of people who want to do certain things. And these people never succeed because it's not in their dominant learning style. They refuse to learn those essential components that they need to learn. So they have a fixed mindset, you know, about something, and therefore they end up settling for a life that they really don't want. So know that you're going to have things that are not in your comfort zone, but they're going to be part of your business, and you're going to have to do them, right? Because if you just go get good and embrace some of the difficult emotions and underlying learning styles, the other parts of you that are already in your strong suit will actually improve as well. And it would improve because you'd be demonstrating to yourself how truly committed you are to your goals and that you're committed enough to do stuff that really sucks for you, right? You're committed to not just being a dreamer, but to actually be a doer and to be a professional. So How you do anything is how you do everything. This is a fact. When you're out of alignment, your whole life becomes a mess. So you cannot simultaneously want to eat chocolate cake every day in front of the TV and want to be slim. You cannot want to be single and carefree and want to be in a loving, exclusive relationship, right? That's a quote that I read, and it's true. These things are not in alignment with each other. When one area of your life is out of alignment, everything else suffers. You may compensate in one area of your life for a while. For example, you may obsess about your work or your health while neglecting your higher priorities. This is extremely unsustainable. Eventually and always, it will come back to you. So the things you excel at will eventually become your greatest weaknesses unless you keep them in proper balance, right? So know and then strategically define your why, which is what Chris Clark was talking about in our private Facebook group. You get to decide your reasons, right? He who has a why to live for can bear almost any how. That was a great quote that I read. The purpose of clarifying your why is twofold, you guys. Clarity will absolutely lead to motivation, which Chris articulated so elegantly in that post that he created. Operating from your deepest conviction, you guys, creates authentic and optimal performance. It's what we all want. We want authentic and optimal performance from ourselves, right? So you have to operate from your deepest conviction to do that. So how do you get to your why? It's really not that hard. If you haven't been able to figure it out, I think you just have to spend some time on it. Think about what it is that you want and ask yourself the simple question. What about my career being successful in real estate is important to me? And just answer the first thing that comes to mind. Don't overcomplicate it. If your goal is to, you know, to make a certain amount of money, then ask yourself the question, what is it about making that amount of money that's important to me? And your answer might be something like, you know, I'll have more freedom to make choices, or I'll pay off debt, or whatever the case may be. Then put that into the previous question. Why is paying off that debt so important to me? And then continue to ask that question. Well, because I'll feel less stressed and in more control, and I'll have a more freedom in my future. Okay, so what about that is important to me? Okay, well, then I can be a better parent, a better spouse. I can have better experiences. I can provide better experiences for my child. Okay, well, what about that is important to me? So all you do is just keep answering your own questions and then keep diving in deeper and deeper and deeper. Go through that in a time where you've got some time alone. I will tell you, this holiday weekend would be a great time to do that. As you're sitting and sharing time with family and friends, and you're in your place of gratitude, and that is such an amazing time, in my opinion, to dive in about what is important to you to achieve your goals in 2018. So you can have more of the gratitude that you know that you have today, so that you can have more opportunities for yourself and your loved ones than you know you have today. Dig in deeper and just sit and ask these questions and write down the answer, and then ask the question and write down the answer. And I promise you, if you do that 4, 5, 6 times, you're going to get to the core of what is important to you. And then all of these other parts of the big why, right? Because the big why has a lot of parts: the freedom, the paying off the debt, the providing more experience, the less stress, the being the better parent or the better spouse, right? All those things go hand in hand, but you got to dive in deeper to really believe it, feel it, and know why you want it. And I encourage you guys, if you're still struggling a little bit with your big why, go back to the goals that you've set and then ask yourself these questions over the holiday weekend. Spend some alone time together, write it down, and really think about what's important to you. When you have this emotion and this conviction towards something, you guys, you're absolutely going to be more authentic and more real in your work. You're going to come from a different place, and you're going to ultimately absolutely attract more and have more success. And I'm super excited for every single one of you to continue to do that in your career and in this partnership with Her Group Expansion. So first and foremost, again, I just want to say thank you guys so much for all you do, for being part of our family, our team across borders, across states without borders. I truly am honored to be in business with every single one of you. From the bottom of my heart and the rest of our leadership team, we just want to thank you for being you. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for being part of our world. Thank you for continuing to entrust us and helping you to become the person that you want to become and to reach your fullest potential. We look forward to an amazing rest of the fourth quarter, but even a better first quarter in 2018 for every single one of you. Get out there, be grateful for what you have. When you're in the state of gratitude, you cannot be in a state of negativity at the same time. Go out there and share with the people in your world that you are grateful for them and your past clients. Use it to spread the holiday cheer and also continue to build relationships that are going to positively affect your business. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Go out there and make it a great short week. Remember, when we have a short week, we can be more efficient and actually get more done if we put our minds to it. So let's all go do that for the next 3 days here so that we can then go spend time with family and friends and feel really great about the week that we had both personally and professionally. Thanks, you guys. I'll see you next time.